let me scoot you closer so you can.
Okay.
Alright. This is 8027 Loot. Can you tell me the letter you see, the picture you see, and then a different word that starts with the same letter?
A. Apple.
What other words start with A?
All.
Nice.
B. Boy. Ball. C. Cookies. Can. D. Dan? Duck, Dan.
Nice, yeah.
E, elephant, eat. F, fish. Four.
Good thinking.
G, guitar, Gavin. H, house, Hall. I, ice, it. J, juice.
What does a rabbit do?
Jump.
Nice.
K, key, key. No. Keegan.
Yeah. You got the names in the back of your mind?
L, leaf, Luke. M, monkey, manatee.
Ooh.
N, nose, Nick. And O, orange, of. P, plate. Penny. Q, quack.
Q's tough, huh?
Coation?
Yeah, that's in there.
I guess so. R, red, run. S, spider, spun. T, table, two. U, umbrella, V, volcano, volcano.
Yeah, what's
this? Vacuum.
Nice.
W, watch, what? X-ray. Xavier?
Yeah, nice job.
Y, yogurt. U. Z, zebra. I don't really know.
That was kind of
yesterday. What?
Where did he go yesterday?
Zoo.
Nice. Made it through the alphabet. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
Great job.
Thanks, Gino. All right. Numbers. Tell me what you see.
1, 2, 3, 4,
oh,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh.
20.
Nice.
25, 30, 40, 50. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000.
What do you see here? Tell me what it is. Just tell me all the parts.
18. Nine plus seven equals.
And what's your guess?
18.
Close, it's actually 16, but you're almost there.
18.
Okay, can you tell me?
19 minus one equals. 18.
Nice job.
Six times three. Six times three equals. Six. 18.
Good job. Good thinking.
21 divided by 3. 21 21 divided by 3 equals 12.
Close, it's 7. That was a good guess. Okay. All right, done with numbers. Hit another buzzer.
Or not.
All right. This is a bag. Now there's 2 of them. What would you call 2 of them?
Bags.
Nice, just like that. This is a dup.
2 dups.
Mm-hmm.
Boat.
This is a ship.
A ship. 2 ships.
This is a smide.
2 smides.
This is a skack.
2 skacks.
This is a cup.
2 cups.
This is a mip.
Mip. 2 mips.
This is a yag.
2 yags.
This is a snack.
2 snacks.
This is a slide.
2 slides.
This is a crib.
2 cribs.
This is a light.
2 lights.
This is a kel.
2 kels.
This is a shoe.
2 shoes.
This is a yak.
2 yaks.
This is a pite.
2 pites.
This is a foo.
2 foos.
This is a bell.
2 bells.
This is a rock.
2 rocks.
And this is a brib.
2 bribs.
Nice job. You sped through that. Hit another buzzer for me. You like the orange one? The doorbell.
You're doing an awesome job.
All right. Now Jiva's going to tell us what to do for this next one.
Okay.
See what he has to say.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see what the first one is.
A lion and a kid, fish in a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And lily pads, flowers, hills, rocks, and plants.
Yeah. How do you think they got here? What's going on in this picture?
I really don't know. They're fishing.
Mm-hmm.
The fish are swimming.
Yeah. Do you think it's pretty typical that there's a lion and a boy out in the river together?
No.
So would you do that? Would you get in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Because it's dangerous.
Yeah. If this is pretend, how do you think, you know, where are they coming from? Where are they going? Are they just fishing or what are they doing?
They would probably be sailing to another country.
Anything else you can think of or tell me about this picture?
No.
All right, let's see what the next one is.
Next one. A human in the cold with like a pilot suit on in the human's room with toys, the window open, in the sky, and paper airplanes flying on around.
Very good description. What else do you see in the room?
A dresser and a bed.
Does this room, does his room look like your room?
Yes, very.
Very much so. Do you think, what is he doing? What's going on up there? Is that?
He's playing with an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Have you played pretend like him, or what do you play pretend about?
Just play with that, basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything else about him, how he's dressed, or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay, I guess we'll go to the next one.
An octopus, a kid, science, there's a ton of science in the background, a dresser, and books, a rat, another rat, a trash can. He has a lab coat on, glasses, like DNA, and then a ton of samples.
Yeah, you told me about all the science in there. That's really good. Is anything like that what you've used before for your science? Or
no.
No? And so what role is the octopus playing in here?
Drawing, or like planning before stuff.
Ah, so like a partner of the
yes.
scientists. Crazy world. What kind of science do you think they're doing?
Potions?
That'd be cool. Anything else you think or can say about this picture?
No.
All right, let's see what's next.
A girl hugging a tree picking up a tree with a shovel in the background, plants, a fence, more plants, and a snail.
What kind of a farm is this? Like, what's going on here?
A plant farm.
Plant farm? Yeah. Does that look, I don't know, is that what a farmer would do, or what do you think is going on here?
She's picking the tree up.
Oh, for
the farmer.
Mm-hmm. Just to
help.
Oh, okay. Cool. Have you ever been to a farm before?
Yes.
What did you do at the farm?
All I did was just look at it.
Kind of see what's going on?
Yes.
Did it look anything like this farm?
No.
All right. Anything else you think about this picture?
No.
All right. Thank you, Jeevo.
You're doing great.
All right, hit another buzzer for me.
I thought I already clicked them all. Is this one left?
I don't know. Definitely hit the orange one. All right, go ahead and read this for me.
The teacher told class, be nice to others. Recess is a time to have fun. CJ thought about how we got in a fight with his friend Marcus yesterday. CJ beat Marcus in a hand strained contest. CJ laughed at Marcus. Ha ha, I won. Marcus got mad and hit CJ. CJ hit Marcus. Back the teacher didn't see the boys, but their friend Amar saw CJ. You shouldn't hit back. You should tell him you are sorry. CJ was sorry. He did not like to fight. He wanted to be caring friend. CJ decided he would not laugh or hit his friend. Charles Turner is a hardworking and smart black man. He is really good at math. He worked in New York City. He helped companions make money. One day he decided to work even harder. He had a dream to become a shoemaker. He worked all day then he went to school at night. Charles studied and learned how to draw and make shoes. He made nice boots. He was good at shoe designing because he was good at math and art. People liked his boots, his dream job. He loves his job. Now he makes boots and shoes.
Awesome.
It was Mr. B's job to get honey. He worked very hard. Mr. B got honey from all the flowers on the farm. He got honey from red flowers and pink flowers. He got honey from sunflowers and purple flowers. Mr. B worked all day long. He was on the job from morning to night. I love my job, said Mr. B as he buzzed from the flower to flower. I have the best job on the planet. Mr. B worked with other bees. All the other bees were very nice to Mr. B. Mr. B had many friends. One day, all the bees decided to throw a party for Mr. B. They wanted it to be a surprise party. They didn't tell Mr. B. The other bees tried balloons. The Mr. B's flowers, they told him they wanted to see after work. After work, Mr. B went to the meet to meet other the bees. Surprised, they all shouted, "Mr. B," when they saw him. It was very special to be. "Mr. B, you work very hard to collect a lot of honey." They gave Mr. B a honey cake. Then they gave Mr. B new honey pots for his legs. They sang songs to Mr. B and danced all night. The next morning, Mr. B was very tired, but very happy. He sang as he buzzed from flower to flower. "I'm happy bee," he sang. "That's me."
Awesome job. Last one.
Okay. Tess was sitting around the house one summer afternoon. She wanted to go play tennis, so she asked her mother if she could go to the park. "You can go, but take your brother. I need you to watch him for me," said mother. Tesla groaned. She always had to take her brother along. She didn't want to take him because he slowed her down. Tess was 8 years old, and Ty was only 5. Ty never wanted to go to the park, so Tess had to convince him it would be fun. Tess really wanted to go, so she went to the back room where Ty was playing Superman on the Xbox. "Ty, let's go to the park," she sang. "No way," said Ty. Tess knew what this would happen, so she had a plan. "Okay, fine," as Tess turned to leave the room. She dropped a bright little tennis ball on the floor. It rolled right past Ty's feet. Ty paused his game and picked up the ball. "Where did you get this?" he asked. "I earned it," said Tess. Ty bounced the ball on the floor. It was really loud. He did it again and again until his mother came and said, "Take that ball outside. It's too loud in here." "Here, Ty, give me the ball back. I'm taking it to the park." Ty shook his head no. He ran to the door with the ball in his hand to put his shoes on. Tess smiled. She felt very clever for tricking her brother into going to the park.
Good job with all that reading. Hit a buzzer.
I thought I hit all of them.
Maybe, but yeah, you'll repeat it.
Great job.
All right, I want you to tell me what they're doing in this picture and then how you would do it step by step.
They're brushing their teeth. I would grab the toothpaste, open the toothpaste, put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, brush my teeth, and then rinse my mouth out with water.
Awesome.
He's washing his hands. I would turn the water on, grab the soap, get my hands wet, then grab the soap, then put the soap on my hands, and then wash them, and then turn off the water, grab a paper towel, use it, and then go. Tying my shoes. He's tying his shoes. I would put my shoes on, grab my shoelaces, and then make a knot. Okay?
Awesome.
She is pouring cereal. I would grab the cereal, grab the bowl, grab the spoon, and grab the milk. And I would put the cereal, then the milk, then the spoon in it, then go eat. Putting clothes on, or putting a hoodie on. I would grab the hoodie, put my head through it, and then put my arms through it. Icing on a cupcake. I would grab the cupcake, and then grab the icing, squeeze the icing on it, and then eat it.
What kind of icing do you like?
Chocolate. a boy painting, I'd grab the paper, grab the paint, and then paint it.
What things do you like to paint?
Just colors.
Just different colors.
He is putting a seatbelt on. I would grab the seatbelt and put it on.
Okay. What do you mean to make sure it's on? How do you tell?
It clicks. Mm-hmm. The girl is feeding her teddy bear. I would grab the food, grab the spoon, and then put it in its mouth.
Yeah. All right, these other ones, I just kind of want you to tell me what's happening here, and then would you do that or would you do something different?
I guess it's just a party?
Yeah.
Looks really weird. I would not do that.
Do you play dress up at all?
No.
No? Do you dress up for Halloween?
Yes.
What are you going to dress up for as Halloween?
I really don't know how to describe it.
Okay. Something you like?
Yes.
Good.
Scary things. A person going down the slide, I would climb up the ladder and then slide down the slide.
Is that your favorite thing to do at the playground, or do you like something different at the playground?
Like something different.
What do you like?
The swing.
The swings.
A boy playing soccer.
Do you play soccer?
No, I play football.
Football? Can you tell me what is the goal of the football game? Like, how do you play it?
You try to score a touchdown.
Okay, with what?
The football in your hands. A boy and another kid, two kids building blocks.
Mm-hmm. Do you play more with blocks or like Legos?
Block. No, Legos.
What do you like to build with Legos?
Cars. No. Like forts, basically.
Cool. There's your swings. Do you have people, do you push you on the swings or do you swing by yourself?
I swing by myself.
How do you get higher and higher by yourself then?
Doing that. Another person giving their person a lollipop.
Do you share?
Yes.
What do you share with people?
Candy.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
A boy who is bored.
When do you get bored?
Usually in the afternoon when I have nothing to do.
All right, hit a buzzer. We're all done with that. We're just gonna look at my last favorite funniest pictures, and then you'll be all done.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I want you to tell me what's going on here.
A person's in space. Mm-hmm. Holding a jar of flies. Or fireflies.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all you see?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me skip ahead.
A frog in a cup with a crown on.
Yeah. What's going on here?
A person eating a giant sandwich with a giraffe.
Are any of these pictures kind of fun, kind of silly?
Yes. A pig taking a bath with a ship in a ducky.
Last one.
A tiger with a person brushing their teeth.
Which was your favorite picture out of all of them? This one? That's
yes.
Kind of fun. Do you like tigers? Is that why?
Yes.
All right, all done. Hit the last buzzer for me.